Wise Concise Trustee Handbook, Introduction. This audio file is brought to you by WiseConciseTrusteeHandbook.com. For private entertainment use only. The information presented in this audio file is published with the understanding that the author and publisher, jointly and severally, are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional advice. All decisions made based on the following material are ultimately done at the sole discretion of the listener. Author and publisher, jointly and severally, assume no liability whatsoever. Visit WiseConciseTrusteeHandbook.com for amazing trust knowledge, and to eventually also learn about trust webs, IRS dealings, social security knowledge, court protection knowledge, how to operate with lawful money, and obtaining a lodial title of property. Introduction. This handbook is about the administration of express trust created under the original American common law and functioning within the unique system of commerce in the American states, i.e., the general law merchant. As it stands in 21st century America, see footnote 1. The material presented herein has been reduced from various sources which the reader is encouraged to examine for his own knowledge and further understanding. The material herein has been rendered into a concise handbook format, intended to allow the reader to refer to each section for guidance on decisions regarding the most pertinent aspects of the administration of an express trust. So, only secondary attention has been given to all other matters. All in all, the author's objective by this handbook is to devise a simple guide, with clearly outlined methods and sample forms, for the effective handling of affairs of express trusts, while also showing the many options for growth and prosperity, and profound protections afforded by express trusts when created and administered properly. This book is written in a somewhat unconventional manner in order to accommodate this objective. If the reader should find, after examining the sources, that this work has failed in its objective, then let it be attributed to a fault of the author, not to any supposed faultiness of the sources or the express trust itself. It will be admitted by all honest and learned lawyers, see footnote 2, as it once was when a lawyer, by definition, was learned in the law, that the express trust, especially one created with proper care to its instruments, is a far superior form of security or organization in general for individuals who desire to exercise their natural rights. Footnote 1. The general law merchant is embraced under general common law, i.e., the original and unique system of commercial law in the American states, in which there is no commerce regulation of express trusts except in connection with income derived from corporate stock and physical franchises under Article 1, Subsection 8, Clause 1 and 3 of the Constitution. See William A. Fletcher, The General Common Law and Section 34 of the Judiciary Act of 1789, the example of marine insurance. Footnote 2. It was the strongly held belief of U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice Warren E. Burger that 75-90% of all trial lawyers are either incompetent, dishonest, or both. See 102 Reports of the American Bar Association, 205-206, 1978. This audio file was brought to you by WiseConciseTrusteeHandbook.com. Visit WiseConciseTrusteeHandbook.com for amazing trust knowledge, and to eventually also learn about trust webs, IRS dealings, social security knowledge, court protection knowledge, how to operate with lawful money, and obtaining a lodial title of property.